confession time here in the old confession box. Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea for a name of the show, the confessional box. that gets sick. You know, we can take calls from listeners who are having trouble with their husbands. And the guy could call himself Mr. Anthony. And did you know there was such a show like that? Of course. And it was national, in fact, where people used to confess their sins and beseech Mr. Anthony to help them internationally. And you know what the biggest new show is in Britain on television? Or haven't you heard this? Well, you're hearing it here now. It's a Lonely Hearts show where these people that strike out, you know, show up and they're right there. See, they're sitting on television. And there's this girl or a guy, you know, who's there. And tonight's Lonely Hearts star is better known. We're not going to use his full name. He is called here in the studio Marty. And and he's sitting there, see. And at that point, the MC, see, who's a tall, handsome, suave type, obviously has never struck out in his life. You know, they always get guys like David Niven. And so he says, today we're going to interview Marty, who has a very sad tale to tell. Would you please tell us your tale, Marty, before we begin? Well, yeah, Governor. You see, I'm 28 years old, and I ain't had a date yet in my life. Now, I'll tell you this. I'm willing to marry anybody who is going to come around at this point. I'll tell you, I'm getting tired of fixing my own fritters every morning, and I'll tell you this. See, and it's millions of people are sitting there watching. Of course, the next day, naturally, in the paper, it tells about 7,942 propositions came in the mail, 1,728 threats, four bombs were mailed. As is usual, there's always the bomb mailers out there. And this is the biggest new television show, and they're going to try it here in the States. Did you hear about that? Well, almost every big British television show makes it in America. Eventually. What do you think Upstairs, Downstairs is? What do you think All in the Family is? This is the most classic example of a British television show making it in America. This is a British show. A lot of people don't know that. They probably, what do you mean? Archie's from the Bronx. Well, the British did it first, and they had a show called All in the Family, it was called. And I guess it's still on, I don't know. But, you know, the Germans have their All in the Family now. It's a big deal. Yes, and he walks around, and he wears his hair plastered down. He has a little mustache, and he talks about the good old days when he was in the Wehrmacht. That is the Archie, yeah. He says things like, well, let me tell you this. When we was in the Wehrmacht, we went to... Yeah, that's the truth. Did you know they have a show like that? So I am predicting that the Lonely Hearts Syndrome is going to be very big here on TV soon. And, of course, what they'll have to do in our society, not just give away a marriage or, you know, get some guy a date, but they're going to have a big scene where he gets 452 refrigerators. Have you noticed that the new trend among game shows is totally hysterical people? That's the newest trend, you know, where people go, ah! And he says, wait a minute, you want $25? You know, they must really, it's not easy to get the average person to react like that. I imagine it's all done with hidden wires. It has to be electrical. Sure, you put a couple of pincers on behind a guy. See, you know, the average walking around klutz is totally unmoved by anything. If you tell him he's just won $25,000, a faint smile crosses his face. Now, that doesn't mean he's not happy, but most people are totally unable to show their emotion. This is the thing, you know, people are just phlegmatic. So to cure that, there must be the anti-phlegmatic device, which is now used to great success on these shows. And what it is it's got a couple of wires, which you do not see, who go into Mrs. Aschenschlager's, you know, attached to her kneecaps, you know, just out of camera range. And it goes back into the backbone there where there's a guy sitting with the switch. And as soon as Bud or Chuck or Mike or whoever the MC is announces to them, and you have just won the $25,000 Super Pyramid Prize, Well, what does she do then? Your usual reaction. Now, you've seen people win the $1 million lottery in Jersey. What do? They just say, well, gee, I don't know what I'm going to do. That's the way it comes across. Have you seen it? Well, how come that they get such reaction on these TV shows every time somebody wins? Well, they're not using in Jersey the anti-phlegmatic device, which is fully transistorized, which you can build from a Heath kit now. And what it does is plug into the kneecaps. It's got two little electrodes, you see, that strap on the kneecaps. And the guy sitting in the back there with the switchboard, he waits for the cue, see? And as soon as Bud or Marty or Harry or whoever the MC is, as soon as he gives the following cue words, and you, Mrs. Gutstop, have just won the $25,000 Super Pyramid Award! At that point, he presses the button over to call what they call now full anti-phleg. Which is full anti-phlegmatic. And he pushes the switch, and this lady, these electrodes are connected directly into her nervous system. She has no control over it. Directly in there, and it sends a shot of just the right type of current in the right shape, Joe, directly into the nervous system, and her arms start flapping, her eyeballs dilate, and without any control, her vocal cords go, ah, 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 oh, no, no!
Of an Alfa Romeo, the machine that became a legend on the racetrack. Alfa Romeo. In 1974, it becomes a legend on the road. Alfa Romeo is something drivers who prize engineering have always known. Double overhead cam aluminum engine, fuel injection, five-speed gearbox, four-wheel disc brakes, and incredibly precise handling. Now Alfa is something drivers who prize efficiency are beginning to know. From tests like Motor Trend magazines, which reported 32.1 miles per gallon, what you get depends on how you drive. Why switch to something called a car when you can switch to a legend for under $7,000? Alfa Romeo.
What do you mean? Well, hello, hello, hello. There we go. What do you mean, switch to a legend? I'm a legend in my own lifetime. Incidentally, you can test drive the Alfa by... That's a beautiful new Alfa Romeo, and it's a lovely car, incidentally, by looking in your yellow pages for the Alfa Romeo dealer, and that's spelled Alfa, A-L-P-H-A, Alfa, Alfa Romeo.
This is Dr. June Christmas, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Mental Health and Mental Retardation Services. Many of us choose alcohol to help solve our problems and to cope with stress. But excessive alcohol use can only lead to more problems on the job, with friends, at home. If you or someone you know needs help with an alcohol problem, call 765-0990. That's 765-0990.
Hey, listen, since tomorrow is election time, would you like my my little thing there about the lady with the anti-phlegmatic device? That's called anti-phlegs. You can produce, of course, it's reverse, too. This anti-phlegmatic device, if you're interested in it, also can be reversed. The polarity of it can be reversed to produce phlegmatism. In other words, it's not only anti-phlegmatic. If you have a person around your house who is totally hyper, you know, who's constantly swinging from the chandeliers. You know the type of woman who causes an argument just because you're there? You know the type? It's just in the air. Well, what you then do is you switch to the type of man that's arguing constantly. This is not a sexist remark. Just reverse the polarity, see? And connect these to the kneecaps, and you will have what we call the plus phleg factor then takes into effect, which means that you produce a phlegmatic reaction in your partner. So if you'd like to have somebody shut up for a while and cut out that griping, and don't start that again tonight, how many times have you heard this in your life? Well, connect the device, switch it to phleg, and they'll sit there quietly for 4 hours and watch Canon and keep their mouth shut. And now let's since tomorrow, you just keep listening. You'll get it from me, not him. Just keep listening, Joe. It's all right. All direct cues tonight will come from me, okay? But, you know, oftentimes guys miss the cue by keep turning to the right and saying, what's the cue? What are we going to do next? And I've already said it. You're talking about something else, huh? You know three guys at the station that could have that phlegmatic device? Oh, listen. Oh, yeah. Oh, we have several other devices that we're working on here in the lab. Now, while we're on the subject of the current phlegmatism, you know, one of the problems they say today is a phlegmatic attitude towards the elections, believe it or not. It's sweeping America. Did you know that? So as sort of a counter irritant to that, we have tonight several political announcements. Now, hold on a minute now. We're going to do them all together here since tomorrow's the election. We're going to run them all in today together so that you can sit there and take your pick. And we don't want to give any guy a favored position on the show. Did you know that all shows, radio shows, television shows, whatever types of show they are, that all shows have different ratings from the beginning to the end? It's a fact. Some guys get home, they turn off the thing, and they go in the house. Then you've lost a listener. Other guys get out and get in their car, turn on the radio, and you got a listener. So it's very hard. On the other hand, other guys will watch one-third of a television show and say, I've had it, and he walks out. So if you took a TV rating early, you get them. If you take it late, forget it. On the other hand, other people have said exactly the opposite. You know, they're watching channel 49 or 7,422, and they finally say, oh, my God, what are we watching this stuff for? And they switch over, and now another listener is added to the test pattern on channel 9 or whatever it is, see? So you can't tell. So we're going to put them all here together. We don't know what what's going to come up. But the first one here we have, let's see. I think I've shifted these around. Yes, it's the first one is Lowenstein, correct? Okay. The time for the following political announcement was paid for by the Lowenstein for Congress Committee.
My name is Don Derham. I was the Conservative Party candidate in the 5th Congressional District in 1970. This year, I'm supporting Al Lowenstein, as are thousands of other conservatives and Republicans. Such diverse figures as Bill Buckley, Dave the Busher, Senator Jackson, and President Kennedy have all praised Al Lowenstein's exceptional integrity and dedication. And voters who disagree about everything else agree that Al's independence and courage are what Nassau County and the country need now.
Republicans and conservatives help the Lowenstein for Congress Committee pay for this message.
Okay, Joe, quick with the switch there. Time for the following political announcement. This is another one, friends. It was paid for by the El Grasso for Governor Committee.
That lawnmower you're hearing is mowing the lawn around one of Connecticut's state buildings. Now, there's nothing at all wrong with a well-manicured landscape, but wouldn't you say that there's something definitely wrong with a state government that spends more money taking care of the lawns around state buildings than it does on efforts to bring new industry into the state?
A government that has its priorities wrong is a government that has lost touch with people, with the things that need to be done. We've lost thousands of jobs in Connecticut. The administration is not interested in taking positive action to develop good programs.
As governor, El Grasso would launch an active, aggressive program to attract new business, new industry to our state.
New York does it, Massachusetts does it, and if I'm elected, we'll do it in Connecticut.
In Congress, Ella helped write the Emergency Allocation Act that brought 8,000 new jobs to our state. As governor, she'd use her job to get even more jobs. El Grasso, you know whose side she's on. Yours. Paid for by El Grasso for Governor Committee, Edward R. Driscoll, Principal Campaign Treasurer.
Now, finally, let's see. Time for the following political announcement was paid for by, People for Lefkowitz, 74.
If you took one big room and into it you put all the landlords who sing the same old song.
I have my course. Now, the tenant's got to understand.
All the fat cat oil barons.
What's wrong with making a profit? It's the American way. This
all the narrow-minded executives.
We can't promote her. Men have held that job for 40 years.
And all the rip-off artists and fast talkers in New York. You'd have a room full of some pretty bad characters. All of whom would have one thing in common. Attorney General Lefkowitz has taken them on. He's forced landlords to pay interest on rent security deposits. He sued 7 major oil companies for price fixing. And he's forced some of New York's biggest employers to start hiring more women. If you judge a man not by his friends, but by his enemies, Attorney General Lefkowitz is certainly doing his job.
This is your Attorney General, Louis Lefkowitz. I try to do my job in a way that makes people feel like they have a lawyer in the family.
Paid for by People for Lefkowitz, 74, John W. Haynes, Chairman.
And now, here's our last one. Let's see, what's this one? It says, time for the following political announcement was paid for by the committee to elect Judge Greenblatt.
When you pick a judge, judge him by his experience. I'm Lewis M. Greenblatt, candidate for the State Court of Appeals. Judge me by my experience. 13 years as a judge, 6 years as a district attorney.
The New York State and City Bar Associations judged Justice Greenblatt by experience and rated him well qualified for the Court of Appeals. Chief Judge Beitel judged by experience and appointed Judge Greenblatt to his advisory committee on judicial conduct. And his colleagues judged by experience and voted Judge Greenblatt president-elect of the Association of Justices of the Supreme Court.
The Court of Appeals is second in importance and prestige only to the United States Supreme Court. Men like Lehman and Cardoza have sat on the New York Court of Appeals.
We need judges with experience on that court. On November 5th, you be the judge. Vote row A for my husband, Lewis M. Greenblatt, for the New York Court of Appeals. Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Greenblatt, Frank Chubb Treasurer.
Boy, that was a bunch of positive people, right? I wish I knew people who were so sure about how they could solve problems. that's what they call the name of the game. This is WOR New York, and speaking of games here, here's a note here. We got to get a few of these on the log here. Did you know that there's a restaurant here in town that you can ice skate and at the same time have a great meal? Ice skating. You knew about that, right? That's true. The outdoor ice skating pond at Rockefeller Plaza. They have sessions from 10:30 a.m. till 10:30 p.m. 7 days a week. So according to the copy, it says sharpen your skates and sharpen your appetites because the famous Promenade Cafe surrounding the rink has a marvelous dinner and skating deal every night. For just $8.95, you get a five-course dinner and ice skating. That includes shrimp cocktail, roast beef, dessert, and beverage. After a fantastic meal, I don't know whether you can skate or not, but you get the ice skating, too, for only $8.95. You can skate up an appetite first or skate off a dessert afterwards, and there's no extra charge for feeding romantic. I don't know whether they charge you for skating into somebody's table, you know, falling heavily in the wine bucket, but nevertheless, this is all part of the deal. It's parking Sunday to Friday from 6 p.m. It's only a dollar, the parking at the Rockefeller Center Garage for the skaters and diners. So it sounds exciting. That's Rockefeller Center, a great buy. Five-course dinner and skating, $8.95. One, two, three, four.
It's a grand union of all good things. Grand union.
New low prices are here. Colored arrows make them clear.
It's a grand union of all good things. Grand union.
We've marked prices this way. Red for low every day.
It's a grand union.
What a grand union.
Patriotic smart.
Our grand buys them are green.
Weekly specials, we mean.
It's a grand union.
What a grand union.
Yes, buddy, this week Grand Union has an all-beef sale, all corn-fed USDA choice. For example, semi-boneless chuck roast, 98 cents a pound, and short-cut rib steak, $1.28 a pound, and they're all real goody-goody things.
Grand Union!
Gee, it's a nice song. It warms the old cockles of the heart. And speaking of cockles of the heart being worn, we have, is this what it looks like? Yes, it is. It is a New York Times spot. Here you thought you were hearing the Shepherd Show. And what you're getting is the Sears Roebuck of the Air. Don't let the weather fool you. Christmas is coming. And to help you get started with the kids on your list, Sunday's New York Times Book Review gives you a great selection of children's book gifts. Oh, including eight that have won awards for children's book illustrations. And in Sunday's New York, you know, that's a big problem, you know, that often people who, adults, think a kid book is a great book, but kids don't. And the ones that win awards are almost always picked by adults. They don't let the eight-year-old kids pick the ones, you know. that's a real problem, friends. Nothing is sadder than a kid that's gotten seven award-winning kid books for Christmas. I mean, you're going to learn about Picasso, kid. That's what you got to, you know.
Yeah, but I want the thing called the Happy Mailman.
That's slob. Well, anyway, let's get on. This is the New York Times, and it's a very interesting weekend edition here. In fact, they also have a new look at Canada, where Prime Minister Trudeau has changed his image from playboy to statesman. That means he's getting old. Get all this and so much more in your copy of Sunday's New York Times. And be sure to get there early, because they go fast. And take your backpack set with you, because you may have to carry this one. As you get closer to Christmas, the Times get fatter and fatter. Oh, yes. You can almost tell how close you are to Christmas by weighing the Times. You know, yeah, there was a time, you know, when Indians used to tell what the time of the year was by the thickness of the moss. All that. They didn't have calendars. They didn't get a free calendar from the Ajax garage, you know, that showed some naked chick on it. No way. They had to do it that way. And so since nobody gets free calendars anymore, we have our own way of telling, you know, in our society, in our town, of what time of the year it is. And I just heft the Times, you know, and I say, oh, this is about this is about the third week in October, you know, and I could tell right there. The calendars have gone out in this thing. You know, since they did away with holidays, holidays don't have any meaning anymore. They can hold them anytime they want. You know, half the states have a holiday, like Armistice Day or Veterans Day. If Utah decides, if the state of Utah says it's going to be November 11th, three towns in Utah say, to hell with that, we're going to celebrate it the 23rd. And it's the first true sign of anarchy slipping into our society. Did you know that? It really is. Our national identity is finally decayed. Sure. Philadelphia, by the way, decided it was going to celebrate Veterans Day. Totally different from the rest of the country. Did you know that? They did. You didn't know that. Well, you come to me and you will know that. This is true. They did. They flew right in the face of the rest of the country. Several towns didn't celebrate it at all. They had no veterans. The hell with that. And so you know, it's just all part of the scene. So here in New York, you can't tell what time of the year it is, because the climate really isn't much different from one time of the year. And, you know, it's always unacceptable. That's our climate. And, well, you've seen that sign. It says air condition. You know, condition, quality air, it says. Well, I notice now on the New York Times building, or what used to be the Times building, the chemical building there where they have the weather and all that out on the outside, that the air condition now is in a permanent sign now. It's not changeable. The others are changeable. Like it says temperature, you know, they change it from 48 to 23 or whatever it is. But the air condition is now in a permanent bronze sign. It says unacceptable. So that's... All right, Joe, please, if you will. You got another goodie in there?
I'm Fran Allison. On nights when you have trouble falling asleep, what are some of the things you do to help?
Well, I sleep with my head at the other end of the bed. Sometimes that helps.
I eat.
I do relaxing exercises, starting with my toes, and I'm usually asleep before I reach my shoulders.
On those occasional nights when you have trouble falling asleep, and exercise and counting sheep just don't seem to work, try Compose. Compose simply relaxes and unwinds you, so your body is able to fall asleep more easily. Of course, by falling asleep more easily, you're going to feel better the next morning. So take Compose on those occasional nights when you have trouble sleeping. If you're not satisfied in any way with Compose, mail Compose the box top, and they'll send you double your money back. Remember, the more easily you fall asleep, the better you feel the next morning. Compose. Use only as directed. It's guaranteed.
Oh, listen, that whole problem, that problem of what kids want and what kids get has always been... I discovered this very early in my career at the age of 7. I seriously got involved in reading. You know, some kids get hung on reading. They love reading, you know, and then that's their thing. See, so I got hung on reading very early. And I will never forget a very ceremonial Christmas present that was given to me by one of our more official aunts. It was Aunt Glenn, the very official lady. You know, she always wore beads. That made her very official around our neighborhood. And she did. She wore beads. And she always wore high heels, no matter what. Aunt Glenn was never seen hanging out the wash, or as it was pronounced in Indiana, the wash. Aunt Gwen came there at one time. This was before Christmas, and very ceremoniously, I was given my Christmas present. See, I was seven, and it was known now that, quote, Jeannie likes to read. That's a terrible thing for a kid to have brought out in his family. Because of what happened, I can tell you, kid, don't let them know you can read. I mean, you sit around there and hide under the bed when you're going to read the racing form. Don't read it out in front, you know, there when you... but nevertheless, Aunt Glenn came over, you know, this whole big thing. And so the first Christmas present... See, my kid brother had no such pretensions. He was never recruited to be reading. He just got... presents, see. I got things. Jeannie was considered a reader, see, so he got different stuff. And intellectual stuff. So my Aunt Glenn gave her first present was to my brother, see. She says, and now, Randy, here's your present. And so Randy, and he tears the paper open. And he had a fantastic present. You know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. It was a car that had Mickey Mouse in it. And it was a car, like a little car. And it was a convertible. And you'd wind it up, see, and it would run around the floor, and every 30 or 40 inches, the thing would tip back, see, and as it tipped back, a horn would go, wah, 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 and Mickey Mouse would have sparks that came out of his ears. And he seemed to be playing a banjo and driving the car at the same time. It's a great gift, you know. It's fantastic. Right now, that same little car would probably be worth, oh, maybe $100,000, $120,000 on the trivia market. But it would, Joe. But nevertheless, you know, Randy got this fantastic gift, see. So here I am. My tongue is hanging out. What's going to be for me, see? And so at that point, Aunt Glenn says, and now here for you, Jeannie, is a special gift that your Uncle Tom and I especially selected for you. And she hands me this gift. And I instantly, my heart sank right down into the bottom of my kids. It was unmistakably a B-U-K. Well, I was not, you know, there was a momentary excitement, though, because if maybe it's some great one, like, you know, some fantastic story about a guy flying an airplane or something, you know, or, you know, who knows, you know, great story about Pee-wee. There was a series I was reading as a kid, a thing called, Poppy Ott and the Tittering Totem. Great story. It's called Poppy Ott. Have you ever heard of this? What did I get? See, I rips it open, and there it was. And it was award-winning. It had all over the front. It was award-winning. It was a children's version of the Canterbury Tales. Well... I can only tell you that at that instant, a faint tingling began to hit me around the ears, like the kind of tingling you get when you have Novocaine. And I knew that it was a loser. It was a loser, spelled L-O-S-E-R, loser. And so I can only say, beware of those award-winning lists, friends. If they had a bunch of 8-year-old kids maybe given the awards, who knows, hit the button.
How much does this new car cost? Oh, right. Including white walls? Oh. Tinted glass? Reclining buckets? Disc brakes? Well, how about electric rear window?
The true cost of a new car is what you pay for it the way you want it, not stripped. The Datsun 610 Luxury Economy car comes with all those extra standards, things other cars charge extra for. Plus, full carpeting, electric clock, center console box, and lots more. The Datsun 610 delivers great gas mileage, low maintenance, and high resale value, too. Take a test drive in a Datsun 610 four-door sedan, two-door hardtop, and five-door wagon. Compare costs. True costs. You'll discover the Datsun 610 is a bigger bargain than you thought.
Yes, find out about the Datsun, the New York, New Jersey, or Fairfield County dealers. Yes, sir. And,
a glorious evening of music.
Okay,
Anthony
sing it
Newley
out,
and Henry Mancini and his orchestra on stage at the Eurus Theater. Anthony Newley, the British charmer who captured Broadway's heart and stopped the world and the raw of the grease paint, is back on Broadway, joined by one of the musical giants of all time, Henry Mancini. Newley and Mancini together on stage in concert at the Eurus Theater, 51st Street West of Broadway. Only 15 performances, October 30th through November 10th. Tickets on sale now at the box office and all Ticketron locations.
Okay. All right. Now, let's do a commercial here. Surprise. We have an insurance company, and you should know about it if you're driving a car and you're starting to yell about insurance rates, or if you're single between 18 and 25 and have problems getting insurance. We'd like to suggest you find out about Monarch Brokerage Limited, representing Countrywide Insurance Company of New York. And they have announced, incidentally, no-fault rates if you're single between the ages of 18 and 25 and driving at least a year. And here are some of the rates that could be yours. If you live in Queens, $194. Nassau, $195. Would you believe it? Manhattan, $217. And anyway, all the rates are quite low there, and you should find out about them. And there's no charge for accidents or tickets if they're acceptable to the company. Now, let's see. They also have motorcycle rates, too, if you're driving a bike, and that's valuable to know. So, if you're between 18 and 25 and you're single, incidentally, all ages can get their insurance. They're making the point of these ages because a lot of people that are single between 18 and 25 are having problems. So, you should know that there is a place you can go. The number is, and it's a New York number, area 212. Call them tomorrow. They're closed now, tonight at this hour, but tomorrow they'll be open. Call them at 961-6333. Write it down. 961-6333. And regardless of your age or your record, they'd be delighted to talk to you. You can probably get in on it. And they're fantastic savings on insurance. That's 961-6333. Oh, I have one more here. It's Le Champ. One more quickie here for a restaurant here in town, if you like French food, and many do. They also have a cabaret, music, dancing, the whole works. It's at Le Champ, and they have opened their upstairs room. They have entertainment there, all kinds of comics and so on, two shows nightly, 9 to 11, and it's excellent French food, and it's a good restaurant, and it's a good neighborhood, too. 25 East 40th, between Park and Madison. It's kind of nice. Le Champ, spelled L-E-S. We had a letter from a guy who said he spent 4 hours walking around trying to look for Le Champs. And in his letter, he spelled it L-A-Y. He was looking for something else. I'm telling you, take the potatoes out of your ears, you clown. You may hear what the world's about. It may sicken you so much, you'll put them back in again. But nevertheless, we've done them all, haven't we? Can't believe it. Unbelievable. And it's, you know, it's just hard to believe. But I believe it. I'm not going to argue with the log. Never argue with the log. It's bigger than both of us. And fatter and richer. But nevertheless, oh yeah, you can say that again. However, you know, I would like to go on record, though, as saying here that... that device that I talked about a minute ago, the anti-phlegmatic device, which is a good idea. It suddenly hit me, you know, it's probably used in a lot of areas. Did you know that they found, that all the electrical energy in your body, I wonder if any of you could guess. Have you ever been to a thing where they have this a jar somewhere and it says guess the number of beans in a jar or guess the number of cigar butts in a barrel, you know, that kind of thing? I wonder how many of you could guess the number of total watts of electrical energy, if watts is the case. I mean, it may be milliwatts. How much power is your body capable of generating in electrical terms? Now, we always use the term horsepower. You know, that's based on the idea that a horse can move an X amount of weight 1 foot. Did you know that's what it's really based on, a theoretical amount of weight that a horse, one full-grown horse, can move? That goes way back in the old English lore. But how much power do you think you can generate? in Wattage. Now, you understand who Watt was. You understand that's the name of a man, Watt. It's a name now that you all probably curse every time you get your Con Ed bill. But Mr. Watt is the guy who invented a system for measuring electricity and the amounts of it. You know, he worked that out. Now, how much power does the human body generate? A full-grown male, we'll say. How much would you guess? Would you guess 15 milliwatts? Would you guess 7 watts? Would you guess 30 kilowatts? What would you guess? Well, what would you guess? You kept saying no. What ballpark range am I saying that? Would you guess 1 watt? Oh, yes, I do know. I'm not going to tell you. Well, I want you to think for a while. When you start telling... You know, that's the trouble with today's society. They want everything told to them, and they don't want to think. And they get very mad if you don't tell them then. No, I want you to find that out. That'll be homework for over the weekend. And you know that this power comes in various forms. You know that you can actually take a milliamp meter, and you can put it in the nervous system, and you can measure changes in current. And this is often called an EKG. and so these little flickering currents that are always in there, they have found you can reverse it. That if you put a pulse in a guy's nervous system where a pulse does not exist, his hand will go up. Just like there was an actual pulse that your brain says, pick up your hand. And the pulse that says, pick up your hand, goes down through the thing and picks up your hand. And they can do that. Well, you've done this in biology lab, haven't you? Put a battery on a frog and his feet kick. Okay. Well, they've discovered this is also true of emotions. Aha! You didn't know that, did you? Yeah. That the pleasure center of your brain, for example, may have a high resistant open. You know what? The reason you're not having any fun anymore could be that your pleasure center in your brain, you got an open in there, see? And the current isn't coming in. So, you know what they're doing now about that? I'll tell you how they're doing that. They've invented a thing out at the University of Southern California's physiological lab called the whoopee hat. And the whoopee hat is a system of plugging in electrodes directly into the pleasure center and turning the juice up. Guy'll sit there and just flip. He'll have more fun. Yeah, yelling and screaming and hollering. And it doesn't get anybody in trouble. You know, it gets nobody pregnant. It doesn't make you fat. You know, you can't get busted. Although that may come. But nevertheless, when you plug directly into the pleasure center and you just turn it up, see, the knob is adjustable to. It says mild whoopee. And then you can turn it up a little higher. It's a moderate ball. And then you turn it up higher than that. It says, look out. And then you turn it all the way up. It says, out of your skull. And, of course, the guy that's out of his skull is rolling around screaming and yelling and hollering. His eyeballs are popping out. And he's having an indescribable scene. And that's because his whoopee center, his pleasure center in his brain has been, turned on fully with juice coming right out of the battery. And there ain't no resistors in the way of it there. So has it occurred to you that your pleasure center, the pleasure center could be all jammed up? Cholesterol or something has got in there? Well, yours is working good, huh? Well, you must understand there are other centers. For example, the conscience center. Well, yours is not working. Well, now, you know that there is a... They say that in the near future, and this is called the clone syndrome, that they'll be able to reproduce and repair in fully transistorized form. It's bioelectronics is what we call it. And they can actually put in a new conscience center in your head. And, you wake up from the operation, and all of a sudden, oh, God, oh, no, I knew it. Oh, jeez, it's my fault, I done it. Or your pleasure center can be reproduced in biochemical terms and a new one put in. Let's say your aggression center can be changed, too. Your ambition center. Oh, it just goes on and on. There's a hell of a future ahead.